We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the
Man, this day is going by fast. I don't know about you guys, but this day is going by fast. Man. Cloris Leachman has died at the age of 94. Star on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. What else was she on? I know she was on something.
Was she laughing?
She was on something in the 80s, too. Last Picture Show. Let's see what else she was on. People Next Door.
Hmm.
Right. She was in something in the 80s. I'll have to look it up. I am looking it up, actually, but as soon as I figure it out.
Cloris Leachman.
Dead at the age of 94. Man, she had a, oh my God, she was in a lot of movies.
Oh, there's huge, if you look her up, huge credits.
TV movies.
Yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle. That's right. She was Grandma Ida. Beavis and Butthead. Good. Touched by an Angel. She had a recurring role.
Mm-hmm. She had an Emmy and an Oscar.
Two and a Half Men. Okay. Star Wars fans, good news for you. The United States Postal Service is releasing 10 new Star Wars-themed stamps.
Thank you.
Thank God. Prayer answered. In the spring, to celebrate droids from the beloved movie and television franchise. I'm not going to go through all of the L3-37, but R2-D2, of course, C-3PO. Anyway, the first characters fans meet in the first Star Wars film, New Hope, C-3PO and R2-D2. They're going to be big ones. USPS will launch the new set of stamps in collaboration with Star Wars Force for Change and the global nonprofit organization FIRST, which stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
A little trip down to Rainbow Bridge.
File this under, you gotta be kidding me.
Grieving pet owners. Man, it's right there in the first sentence. They did not bury the lead on this one.
The actual story comes with a lot of pictures, so you're welcome for not including those.
Thank you, Sam. Grieving pet owners are cutting the paws off their dead pets as a memento, as well as stuffing their fur and whiskers into vials. A taxidermist from Texas shared a snap of the latest project she was working on for a cat named Snoodles.
Oh, God.
The mother of that cat, who is 24 years old, I'm just reading the story. I don't like the...
Oh, I know. Just read
crap. Chopped off the kitty's paws before making a magnetic print of their paw print, then plucked out the whiskers and a clump of fur.
Yeah.
Mindy McKenzie is her name. Arranged everything into a box filled with flowers before sharing a snap online. She wrote, finished up a memorial piece for a friend. Snoodles was a sweet, majestic young man and so well-loved. I'm honored I got to work on him, and now his mom and dad can keep him forever. Oh, so Mindy McKenzie is the taxidermist.
Now, I want to be clear. This is happening in Texas. There are photographs of the paws. And this is one of those stories when I first saw it, I thought there's no way someone is going to do this. But she has a Facebook post. The page went viral. 8,000 likes. It was then shared on Twitter. These are severed
feet. Paws. Most of the reaction was oh my God, or I would prefer happy memories other than a chunk of my loved one. Although came this one, do you do rabbits? Question mark?
Well, there's the good luck, which I also think is horrifying. The Freaky. Quote, good luck rabbit's foot that yeah. people used to carry around on their keychain. That always was gross to me.
I don't think those were actually cut off of a rabbit, though. I think that was just symbolic.
Yeah, I don't think that was a rabbit. I think that was, I'm with Sam, I think there was something in the middle and they just wrapped actual rabbit fur around it.
Right.
But
yeah,
weird.
So, look, I know y'all love your animals. I get it. I'm going to look on her Facebook page. I'm curious how much money she charges to sever the feet. It's the most grotesque. Now, listen to one person on Facebook. All you haters really need to educate yourselves with an F. It's literally no different than a deer's head that I'm sure all of the rednecks gushing over are screaming about. This is their
word,
words,
not,
not mine. Okay. It's the same kind of practice, idiots.
No, well, she can't spell.
It's really not, because the deer that hangs off my wall, and I don't have one, but I'm speaking for others. The deer didn't sleep in my bed and poop in my backyard.
From Sam Edwards, people can be so hateful. Grief comes in many different forms. I keep a small box with my dog's fur and some of his face whiskers by my pillow. It's still physical pieces of him, yet seen as more socially acceptable for whatever reason. I hope this helps heal your friend's heart.
You know who I can't understand, honest to God? The people who actually, and if you've done
who
it.
Who stuff the cat.
Who get it taxidermied, okay. The entire cat.
When my grandmother,
or
God
dog.
Rest her soul, was in the nursing home, the first time she'd moved in from point A to point B, and this was like point C, we come in to visit. I've got all the children with me. They were very young, like 2, 4, 6, and 8 years old, okay? We walk in. There's the old grandfather clock on the right. You know, all of these centers decorate the same, and the greens and the mauves. And below the grandfather clock in a pet bed was a dead stuffed cat. And I don't mean like the fake one you can buy online that's like a toy that's got fur on it that purrs, which I also think is super creepy. This was a dead stuffed cat because you could see where the eyes had been sewn shut. And my daughter, who's an animal lover, ran over to pet the kitty. And I'm like, do not pet the dead cat. But I didn't want to say it was dead. I don't understand taxidermy, but I'm also not a put a deer's head on the wall kind of gal either.
What about moose?
No. Okay. Am I at Great Wolf Lodge?
No.
Am I in a museum?
No.
Then no.
I've never understood it myself. And I actually have my dog sitting about 3 feet away from me right here. When she goes, I'll be devastated. I will be absolutely crushed. I might get her cremated, and I'd bury the ashes somewhere, maybe in the yard or something.
Buy some squirrels. I don't know if we'll have time.
I don't know, but I'm not cutting off my damn dog's feet, and I'm not getting the whiskers and putting them in a vial. I've got pictures to remember her by, not a paw.
Someone writes here, people, we keep our relatives' ashes in urns, necklaces, rocks, whatever, and now you all are like, ooh, dead stuffed cat feet. Why are we dealing with such ignorance and intolerance?
Well, now, wait a minute, friend. Would you cut off your husband's hand and put it on the nightstand every night?
No, that's a horror movie. It was called The Hand. No, I'm not doing that.
Holding a coffee mug next to his chair?
No,
that's what he did every moment.
It's my fur baby. It's part of the family. I get it.
What the blank is wrong with people? This is beautiful. You've done it perfectly. Hate the haters.
No, you don't cut off a human hand of somebody who was in your family or their feet. Why would you cut off your animal's feet?
I guess my question is, if you do that, which is weird, what do you then do with it?
It's a memento. I guess you put it on
a coffee table?
The TV stand?
Until someone comes over and says, I'm sorry, you have a mutilated piece of an animal on your coffee table. Crumpets, no thank you.
Take it out and pet it?
She went over the Rainbow Bridge. Did she hop because she's missing a foot?
I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. I'm with you, man.
I don't know, man. It's she said yes. Apparently, it's the new trend.
I don't know that we should go that far. Remember, they used to say it's the new trend to stuff your dead loved one and put them like on a motorcycle or put them. You saw this
a
couple years ago. There was a guy on a motorcycle, put some sunglasses on him and a cigar in one hand and a beer in the other. You know, I think, you know, to each his own. I feel like if you are having such a horrific time with the passing of your cat, I don't know that keeping a physical piece of them, it's not the way I would go. I mean, I think there are different ways of dealing with that grief.
From the text line, hey guys, I'm appalled.
Wow.
Listeners with material.
Let's go to the phones. Thank you, Will Starrett.
Thank you, Will Starrett.
Joe in North Kansas City. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, Dana?
It's going good.
Right on. So my niece posted on Facebook the other day her dead animal. It was a dog. She exhumed it out of the yard. It's been buried for a couple of years. She posted on the Facebook, reassembled it on a table, then posted on Facebook that she really was having a deep time grieving over her dog and felt that this was going to bring her some closure. I didn't really get all the way through the text or the post because, all honesty, it's really kind of difficult for me to get a grasp on. But
wouldn't the dog be just bones by then?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was a picture of the entire dog, each individual bone laid out on the table.
No,
this isn't a puzzle. That's your dead dog.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And that's got a pet cemetery quality to it, Joe.
It was a little disturbing for me, but you know, I can't judge her for how she grieves or how anybody else would.
Yeah, you kind of can.
But yeah, like that's not the way I'm grieving. I've got a dead dog that I had from birth to death, and it's cremated and it's going in the grave with me when I go.
Well, see, so, that's a yeah. I'm okay with that.
Sure,
that's good.
Right. Yeah, I can handle that. I love the dog. It was my first dog from birth to death, and you know, I felt like I wanted to take him home with me, and so I'm saving him up till I get to go home.
All right, Joe. Be well, my friend. Take care of yourself, all right?
All right. And
tell your niece to put that dog back in the ground. Scott in Bonner Springs. Hello, Scott.
Hello. I'm a taxidermist, actually.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Yep.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever stuffed, Scott?
We've done just about everything.
Have you done a human?
No.
Okay.
Okay, then what else?
Pet-wise,
yeah,
we've done dogs, cats, birds, reptiles, parts of the dogs, like you were saying, with the feet.
Wait, people will ask, can I keep the foot?
Yes, that's probably the most popular.
What? Okay.
Ring.
Oh, no, gross! That is so gross! Why would you put your dead dog's foot on your key ring? Like it's a fob! Chirp, chirp!
I don't know. It's just something that's been going on for maybe 3 years now.
That's so weird. And then what if your other dog finds it, Scott?
Well, it doesn't have any smell left, so it's just, you know, a piece of fur.
What'd you do to Max?
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, I know you're in the business. That's what you do. But I thought, you know, mostly you do deer and, you know, normal things, people stuff.
Yeah, we do everything. We're all over the world. But pets, probably within the last 5 years, we've been getting more and more pets.
What would you do if somebody wanted you to stuff a human?
Just tell them no. We get calls like that all the time.
You do?
There have been requests for that.
I think they're all just joking around, but yeah, they call.
Kind of like, is your refrigerator running? Yeah. Well, yeah. You better go catch it.
Would you stuff grandma? No.
Yeah.
How long does it take, Scott, to do, like, say, like an average-sized yellow lab? How long does that process take?
In the shop, with everything else going on, you're probably 18 months.
Wow.
18 months?
At a cost of?
Depends on the weight, anywhere from $1,000 to
$3,000. $1,000 to $3,000.
Not as expensive as I expected.
It depends on what they want, also. Most of them, if they're just lying down, which is a pretty simple mount.
Okay.
It's all custom. It's all custom work. So,
and are these
how much work we have to do to it.
Older people, younger people, or is it run the gamut?
Mostly younger, in their 20s.
But can I ask a dumb question, Scott? Because I'm not in your business, but I find your business fascinating at the moment. When you stuff a dog, it's basically just the fur and skin, right? Or is it even the skin and just the fur?
There's two ways. You can do a skin mount, which is just the skin, or you can have it freeze-dried, which has everything pretty much still in it.
Okay. And then last question, Scott. How did you find yourself in the taxidermy business? I mean, that's definitely a niche thing.
I've done taxidermy since I was 13, and I'm 52 now.
40 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all I've ever done.
Strangest thing you've ever taxidermied?
Snapping turtles. Yeah.
Do you do them for museums too, Scott, or just people?
We have. I used to work in California for a museum for a couple of years when I was a kid.
You know, one of the most awe-inspiring sights I've ever seen, Scott, in the Smithsonian, they have the two lions that were the focus of the Val Kilmer movie about the deadly rail yard where the lions went. It's a true story. And slaughtered a bunch of people in the village. They have the actual two taxidermied lions. I can't remember the name of the movie off the top of my head, but it's beautiful work. And I mean, you go up to the lion and man, it looks, one of them's in like a rare pose. And
that's what we strive to do.
Yeah. No, it's The Ghost in the Darkness was the name of the movie.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah. They are in the Smithsonian.
Yeah. And we've done lions too, but not recently.
You've taxidermied a lion?
Not recently because of the changes in laws. But yeah, we've done lots of stuff from Africa. Probably 60 things a year from Africa.
Have you done an elephant?
I was on a team that did an elephant when I was at the museum, but not one for the shop, no. We're doing a giraffe this spring.
Wow.
How do you know? They already killed it?
Yeah, it's at the tannery right now.
Okay. Scott, it's fascinating. Thank you for the call, man. I really do appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay. And real quick, what's the name of your business if somebody wants to taxidermy Fido?
Sure Shot Taxidermy in Bonner Springs.
Sure Shot.
Yep.
All right, man.
Okay.
Scott, do appreciate the call. Interesting.
People are doing this with their dog's legs.
He said it's...
Do you think when someone asks for directions, you just go, it's a dog leg left?
Wow.
Get me out. News is next.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK.
All right, welcome back. We'll just do one more, so Lisa, hang tight. Talking about I never heard of this until we read the story about people with their fur babies. And then when the fur baby passes, they have their feet professionally removed, or a foot professionally removed, and then taxidermied. And gross.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Completely and totally not okay.
You know, it is fitting that this morning I put on some Spotify when I was in the shower this morning, and it just happened to be the song that I listened to was Michael Franti's This World Is So Blanked Up.
Aw, I thought he was all about happiness.
He is. Well, the course is this.
That's when he wrote that one.
This world is so effed up, and I ain't ever given up on it.
Aw.
So it is still positive.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. But how appropriate. Man, that's crazy talk. And Scott in Bonner Springs is a taxidermist, says he's getting a lot of this kind of business. Lisa, what's going on?
Hey, hi, guys.
Hi.
Afternoon, friends. I just had to call and say, I pride myself on being up on the times, but I'm mm-hmm. telling you, today is the first thing I've heard about the cutting off the feet, and I'm out. I'm out. Okay?
Me too.
But I got to tell you what happened. This has been probably 15, 20 years ago. And my sister was staying at my house for a while. I don't know why, but she had a cat. Her cat got up in the tall tree in front of our house, and it didn't come. It was up there for like 3 days. And she called the fire department. Fire department wouldn't do anything. The fire comes out, and he goes, lady, he goes, the cat will come down when it's hungry enough. Mm-hmm. He goes, the cat's not going to die up there. How many dead cats do you see in trees?
That's true.
They come down. But anyway, so she calls a tree trimmer. He comes out after the third day, gets the down, hands it to me. I set it down on the ground. It runs out in front of a car and gets hit and killed.
No, it did not.
It did.
It did. But listen, my sister was gone at the time. I don't know where she went. She's gone time. Her boyfriend was there, and he goes, well, here, I'm going to take the cat down here by the lake. It wasn't very far from us. He goes, I'll bury it. And I said, okay, good. Oh. I'll let her know when she's back. So he takes it down, buries it. He comes back, walks into my living room, and he goes, look what I brought Audrey. And he's holding up the cat's tail. And I'm like, what is, can you turn around, get back down there, and you bury that tail with the rest of that cat. He's like, well, don't you think she'd like to have a keepsake? And I'm like, no. She will not. And I go, and by the way, this never happened. No one says a word to her about this.
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Did she ever ask why there was some earth movement in the backyard?
No, it's better just to let him think it ran away.
Right. But I did tell her a few years later.
A few years later. When the statute of limitations ran out, I told her.
I remember.
Oh, you're cutting out on us, Lisa.
I've told you the story, Scott, and this was when I was 12 years old. My dad came home for lunch. My grandma called him and said, because we live next door on these two farmhouses in North Topeka, and my grandma said, you're going to need to come home. Dana's cat's been hit by a car. Orange tabby. We called him Mew.
How do you have bad luck with animals?
I know. And so, and my dad just hates cats, but he knew that I loved that cat.
What was the cat's name?
Mew.
What was it?
Mew.
Okay.
So he comes home, changes out of his suit, changes into his, farm clothes, grabs the shovel, gets the cat, buries the cat. And she says, you're going to have to do it before she gets home from the bus at 3:15 or whatever. So,
and how did it die again?
Hit by a car.
Okay.
At the foot of our property.
I'm sorry.
And so he comes walking back up, hands grandma the shovel, goes into shower, comes back out, changes back into his work clothes, and is walking out to his car, and up walks my damned cat.
Oh.
He buried the wrong cat. He buried someone else's cat. He even checked, and like front claws were gone, back claws were there, cat was neutered, like looked exactly like our cat. Wasn't our cat.
Well, maybe was your cat, and your neighbor's cat decided he didn't like where
comes,
he was.
Like, keep in mind, my dad hates cats. The cat comes walking up and tries to, like, rub up against his leg, and my dad just goes, you son of a bitch, I just buried you. I swear to Moses, that's a true story.
Craig is so funny. God, he's funny.
He was mad. I came home. I said, what's wrong with you? I buried a cat that didn't belong to you. I was like, oh.
I swear I just put you in the ground.
That's what he said.
I swear to God.
Out there, someone's out there missing a cat. Well, foot of our garden.
The old nine lives,
yeah,
huh?
Foot of our garden.
Old Mew had nine lives.
Apparently so.
Maybe your cat came back to life. Maybe there weren't two cats in the same neighborhood.
No, that is Pet Cemetery.
Oh, man. Oh, by the way, I had never seen the original Pet Cemetery.
Oh, it's horrible.
Have you seen the new one that came out a couple?
I did not watch the new one.
I don't like scary movies to begin with.
Yeah.
That movie damn near freaked me out.
Yeah.
I don't like going to scary movies.
No.
That does me no service.
No. And there's a child and a funeral and a semi-truck. And I mean, just
climb that mountain and
God,
go to the other side.
I hated that movie.
Oh, my God.
You know who was in that? Fred.
Flintstone?
No, from the Munsters. He was the old neighbor.
Oh, Fred Munster.
No, not Fred Munster. You know who I'm talking about, the actor. He's passed away.
Fred Rogers.
No. What is wrong with you? No. No.
Right, said Fred?
No. Shut up.
Freddie Mercury?
I need a vacation. You know. He's Fred Munster. He's
Fred Astaire.
Stop. Speaking of actors... I have a run, do not walk, and I haven't even seen it yet. Look on the text line. What is his name? Please. What is his name?
It's not coming in.
Yes, it is.
It is not coming in.
Who played the Munster's dad? God. Fred Gwynn. What is wrong with you people? I knew his name was Fred. He was Herman Munster.
You son of a bitch. I just buried you.
I have a run, do not walk that I haven't even seen yet. Do you know what movie theaters are starting to do? They are starting to release on different platforms like Amazon Prime. They will release a movie on Friday in the theaters.
Are you just learning this?
Yeah, but listen, they will release it in the theater Friday.
Yeah, and then
on
Monday. But
then they also, no, same day.
Oh.
If you've got, I think it's Prime, you can pay, you know, $25 or $30 to watch the same movie that you would go see in a theater from your living room. And there is a brand new Denzel Washington movie. And I love Denzel Washington.
Oh, I saw the previews
yes!
for this. What is it called?
It's called The Little Things, and it is a psychological thriller. I even put it in my calendar.
Yeah.
It comes out this Friday.
Great. When does Top Gun 2 come out?
That I don't know, nor do I care. But this, I watched the trailer. It looks scary. Like, actually scary.
It's a run, do not walk?
It is. I'm telling you right now, I know it's a run, do not walk.
You haven't even seen it?
Nope.
You're already putting the run on a movie you haven't even seen.
Don't care because it's Denzel Washington. It's a psychological thriller. He plays a sheriff's deputy sent to L.A. He partners up with Rami Malek, who was in the Queen movie. He was Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. He was great. Yeah.
And they are hunting for a killer who is terrorizing the city. Jared Leto plays the prime suspect.
Oh.
Oh, I can't wait. That's a star-studded cast. Leto... Denzel Washington and Rami Malek. There's no way this is a turd.
You know, I have not been to a, and I love going to see a movie in the theater, and I love live music.
Yeah.
I have not been to a concert in over a year now.
Yeah.
I have not been to a movie theater in a year.
No one has. It's called COVID.
I know. Last concert and last movie you saw in a movie theater.
Was... the one that you love called Bad Boys for Life.
For Life. That was ours.
Last movie. If I had known that was going to be the last movie in a theater that I would see.
That was the last one we saw.
Trust me. I would have found some indie film that, you know, is critically acclaimed.
All right, hey, you loved it.
You did like it. You came back the next Monday and you said it was a good movie.
Bad Boys for Life.
You took Willem to it.
And then probably
the biggest
one I saw was Elton John at the Sprint Center.
That was the last big one you saw?
Yeah, was the last big one I saw.
Ours was George Strait.
Same.
Oh. Okay.
I tried to wave at Scott at George Strait, but he didn't see me.
Okay.
Sorry, Sam.
It's okay.
Somebody says here Top Gun 2 comes out July 2nd. Is that true? And by the way, Dana, the movie with Denzel is on HBO.
It's HBO Max. I just looked it up. I apologize. Okay. HBO Max. And I'm telling you, I don't have any plans on Friday. I'm going straight home, and I'm buying that movie, and I don't care if it's $30. I want to see a new movie. I am so tired of scrolling. And everyone listening knows what I mean. When you sit down, you think, okay, we'll watch a movie. What do you end up doing for 40 minutes?
Scrolling for something that looks interesting or that you haven't already seen.
Oh. And then I always end up settling on something I've seen 100 times, like Jaws. I'm like, well, I might as well watch Jaws again.
I ended up watching the original Star Wars again the other day for like the 5,000th time. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I love that movie. But I want to just watch something new and good.
Yes. Or new and not good.
No,
just
new
to
and
be
good
able to say
help.
I saw something new.
No, I want something new and good.
Okay.
The internet confirms Top Gun Maverick scheduled to be released July 2nd, 2021.
On what? What do I have
to... It does not specify.
So do I have to... All right. Can I ask the dumb question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have any of these HBO Max or what's the other one that everybody's
using?
Hulu, Disney Plus, or whatever. Do I have to subscribe to get the movie, buy into the whole package?
Yes. Like, we subscribed to Showtime, I'm going to be honest, just to see Your Honor with Bryan Cranston, which is the best thing on TV right
now. Okay, but then did you have to stay with it?
I'm staying with it. I want to give them my money because they are creating new content that is unbelievably good. And for that, they get my $10 a month.
So okay. It's a Paramount film, so you'll likely have to download the Paramount app because I'm assuming it's not going to be in theaters.
Downloaded on what?
Oh, God. Well, there's this thing called the World Wide Web.
It's called the Information Superhighway.
What did he say the other day? Dude, I hope you saved that, Sam. Where he said, was it the internet or the web?
No, I said, was it the internet or an app?
You make fun of me for the things I say. We're creating a database this year for the things you've said.
Well, I'm not technological.
That's how bad 2020 and 21 have been.
I don't do technology well. I do not do it well. Well, she does. I don't know if she does the app or she does online, but.
No. It's the same thing. Did you just hear that, Sam?
I did.
He was sentenced to death. Did he die of death?
Well, what happened is, my guess is.
Did he die of the death
did
penalty?
Did the death kill him? Yes, sir. I'm sorry it did.
He died of lymphoma. Okay. All right. I'm done.
100% of the time.
Did you get it on the internet or the app?
Did he die of death?
The best.
To decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea,
we will,
to the sky,
and I do get to this that we tomorrow at some point when I lay it on, come get to play in the show, but just cleared this hour in the Kansas City Star. Boulevard Beer's top executive stepped down today as the company confronted accusations of sexual harassment unaddressed by top management officials for years. Jeff Crum, who has led Boulevard since 2016 and worked there for more than a quarter century, confirmed his resignation to the Star after informing employees in an email this afternoon. Crum is the second high-ranking Boulevard employee to leave the company since a viral Reddit post set off a series of reports that the company was a harmful place to work for women.
There was an allegation, Scott, that a manager stood in front of two women demanding to know if they were pregnant, which I don't even believe you can legally ask someone in employment.
I think that's right. You're right. Here it is. The iconic Kansas City brewery first came under fire over the weekend because of the Reddit post, which accused members of the company of pregnancy discrimination and sexual harassment. The post said women who went to the company's human resources department were ignored or even targeted. Quoting here from the Reddit post, "I think it is important for everyone to know Boulevard is not a good place for women to work. It is not a family company."
So they issued a really, to me, poorly worded apology, I think yesterday, that exploded online because people said it was tone deaf. They should have said more. It was your typical, we need to do better.
I have it. If
we've heard your concerns. And then they issued, I believe, a second apology that goes further, saying we are hiring an independent investigator to come in and look at these claims, a third party. And it went much farther. And I tell you what, I should have gone into PR. Not that I want to be in PR, but the press releases when a company steps in it have been so bad lately. All they had to say, we are horrified. The buck stops here. We are launching an immediate investigation.
Yeah, but how does that play out in court?
But you have to acknowledge, because what has happened is a story that might have been in one headline has now exploded into 4 days of news, which didn't need to be. A, if the environment was better, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Fair.
B, if the apology was better, maybe we wouldn't be talking about this.
Fair again.
But here it is. Day 4 or 5. Here we are.
Fox Sports Kansas City no longer exists. It is now Bally Sports Kansas City. Bally's Corporation and the Sinclair Broadcast Group announcing today that Fox Sports Kansas City is being rebranded. The move, God, I hate corporate terms, rebranded. The move was expected since those companies entered into agreement in November. Sinclair purchased Fox Sports Kansas City and the other Fox-branded regional sports networks from Disney in 2019, sold it to Bally's Corporation.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Here we go. This is interesting. A story in the New York Post said Bally's hopes are to one day allow viewers to bet on games.
Here we go.
Using a Bally's online gaming tool directly from their televisions.
Oh, God.
You better put
no.
a breathalyzer on that.
Wow.
There better be a breathalyzer on
what,
it.
What, are you just going to have to check a box that says you're 21?
And how do you prove that you have the money?
Yeah, I'm watching the game, but I'm not in that living room. It's my son.
You would have to create an account. Yeah,
who's 14.
That's a great point. I don't know how my son got in there and lost $5,000 last night on the Royals game, but he did.
Man.
Hmm.
We'll come back to that tomorrow. A couple of Chiefs stories worth passing along. The Chiefs will wear red.
Hmm.
For the Super Bowl was announced by ESPN late this afternoon. Worth noting, they also wore red when they won the Super Bowl last year. So that is correct. Red for the Chiefs, white jerseys for the Buccaneers. Did you know, this just dropped on the Kansas City Star today, that Patrick Mahomes actually picked against Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl when he was 9 years old?
Mm.
When he was 9 years old. He offered a prediction in the Tyler, Texas newspaper when it was the Patriots, quarterbacked by Tom Brady, and the Eagles, coached by Andy Reid. Brady did win his second consecutive Super Bowl and third overall, and it shows the little newspaper article where it says, Patrick Mahomes II, Eagles are a better team at age nine.
That's good.
And then something for our listeners, and Channel 9's doing this, and I thought it was such a great idea, we're going to steal it. You know Andy Reid's call to his team, and after the Super Bowl, he does the, how about those
Chiefs?
Yeah. Right?
Hey, how about those Chiefs?
So starting tomorrow or into next week, we can do it whenever you want, Scott, toward the end of the show, we're going to ask our listeners, especially the children, to call in with some of their best Andy Reid impressions. How about those Chiefs?
Let's make it the kids only.
I think it should be the kids. It's so fun.
Yeah, this isn't to be taken seriously. Let's have the kids do it.
Hey,
what?
How about those Chiefs?
Yes.
So get the kids ready, and we'll give you more information about when and where tomorrow.
Let's do like a couple three at the end of every show.
I think we should.
Up until the Super Bowl. Yeah, we can do that. We'll start it tomorrow.
I think we should.
And we'll just do it at the end of the show. We'll take two or three right before the end of each show.
Good.
That's cool. Just make sure that we don't identify the kids. Just say, hey, it's Tom and Shawnee, and we're ready to go. And then mom or dad says, how about them? And then the kids go, Chiefs, or whatever. Or kid. I don't care.
That was a terrible Andy Reid impression.
Let's hear yours, Dana.
No.
No, go
we're
ahead.
Good. We're out of time.
No, we're not. I haven't heard anything.
Not quite.
Go ahead. I'll do one after you do one.
All right. Ready?
I'm ready. And then I want Sam to try.
How about those Chiefs? She had to stand up for that.
Yeah, you got to get your diaphragm in.
How about those Chiefs?
Nice, nice.
Thank you, Sam.
Samuel?
Hey, how about those Chiefs?
Oh,
Sam I think wins. We have a winner.
Sam wins.
We have a winner.
We got to run. We'll do that tomorrow with the kids. That'll be fun. All right, we're out of here. Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen, the finest man in all of America. He's been your producer today. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
But I couldn't take the finest man and had to settle down. Now I'm playing it real straight, and guess I cut my hair. You might think I'm crazy, but I don't even care, because I can tell what's going on. It's hip to be square.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.